This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
I don't knit. I crochet.
Okay.
So what we do here is we're stitching the squares together that somebody else has knitted.
One square at a time. That's how the Women of Knitting for Warmth, a volunteer-run group of talented women, show their care for their community with every row they knit or crochet. Minute's Own Knitting for Warmth is about helping others who need the comfort these ladies provide in the form of beautiful handmade blankets. Every one of them begins with a single 8x8-inch square. Then they're stitched together. The warm blankets are for those who need them the most. 23 years ago, Mary Trepanier never imagined her dream to form a small knitting circle would grow into what it is today. With the help of so many others, she says the blankets are the tangible way to show they care.
I did not expect the volume of it. I thought a couple times a year, like I'd save up the squares until I could do some so-so blankets, and then I'd ask people to come and I'd serve them tea and coffee and goodies and we'd put some blankets together. These are the volunteers, the knitters and the crocheters. They made it happen. I just suggested it, and the rest of the community went with it. A blanket does represent warmth and, to me, caring now.
Recently, the Women of Knitting for Warmth celebrated the completion of their 3,000th blanket. When finished, the blankets are donated to a variety of organizations, including the Minden Food Bank, Search Special Delivery, A Place Called Home, Point in Time, Highland Crest Extended Care, Kawartha Halliburton Children's Aid Society, and the Ronald McDonald House. The ladies make an assortment of blankets, including lap blankets for those in wheelchairs, baby blankets, and those that are regular size. And it seems knitters always seem to find the group one way or another. There are seniors from care homes in the GTA knitting squares, and even cottagers who contribute squares as well.
The knitting seemed to be the thing. I have had women who have said my mother's early Alzheimer's or agitated, just not restful, how do I keep her busy? And they might forget a lot of things but not how to knit. And it's just straight knitting, knit front, knit back. That first advertisement, I did it in the summer, and that's the cottagers were here. And I also know that this has got a lot of senior citizens here, so they're knitters here. Or crocheters, don't let me forget that. Crochet is just fine too. So they sat on the end of the dock, the knit a square. Their neighbor said, what are you doing? And then they all went back to the city in the fall. And I gave them a thank you note. I said, stick it on your fridge. I only send a thank you note the first time you send me stuff. They went back to their cities and told their friends. And so I get boxes of them left on my porch in the spring, and I get boxes left in the fall.
Wendy Rohanich has been knitting since she was a little girl. She lives in Oshawa and has a cottage in the Minden area. She's been part of the group for 2 years, and while she has the longest drive, she tries hard not to miss her Tuesday sessions with her newfound friends and fellow knitters.
It's just very rewarding to be able to give back to the community, like to be able to just get together and sew squares and give it back. It's fun. I love coming here. I miss it. I didn't come last week. I missed it. Yeah, it's just rewarding. These ladies are lovely.
For Darlene Ewell, being able to get out and enjoy the friendship of her fellow knitters is what keeps her coming back. She says going through the COVID pandemic without her friends was a dark time.
We couldn't come. It was. I missed it terribly because it's part of my therapy to come and talk to people and be with them and make things that are going to be sent all over. I'm slowing up a lot, you know. But I would come here anyway, even if I couldn't do squares just for Mary's stories. I'd still come.
There are a number of ways you can help Knitting for Warmth. By donating number 4 worsted yarn, knitting squares, or getting others involved. You can also donate to purchase even more yarn. To join in on the fun, call Mary Trepanier at 705-286-5173. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com
and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.